So, Beth, thank you very much for inviting me to join you today.
Thank you for coming.
It's a pleasure. Tell me, when did you first join the staff here?
So I started at the School of Saint-Hilaire in 2013. I grew up in the U.S. and I was an elementary school teacher in the U.S. and I was not able to practice my profession in France, so I was hired as an English teacher in 2013.
Excellent. And so tell me something about the courses that the students follow.
So here at Saint-Hilaire, the students, we have from middle school all the way to post-baccalaureate or a degree program. They study horticulture production, sales and commerce, landscape gardening, and there is also a general course program and a technological baccalaureate program, which is the focus of the students here with us today.
Right, so that's quite a wide range, isn't it?
Yes.
But we'd understand then the emphasis is mostly on the horticultural, agricultural side of it. So it's all about tractors and chickens, is it?
Yes.
And gardens. And growing things. Why do you think it's so important that students should have a good, competent grasp of spoken English in particular?
Well, I think in today's world, with travel and with technologies, English is accessible everywhere. So not only that they be able to speak English, but understand it. It ranges from being able to watch their favorite TV shows and films, to play video games, to travel. And in the working world, they may one day have clients who speak English. They may want to study abroad or work abroad and need to be able to get around in another country. And this is one of the best languages to do that. It's really universal.
Well, it is. Mm. It's universal. It's international. It still is the main language mm-hmm. used in business, I think. So tell us now about this current project that the students are working on.
Okay, so this is a project with students in year 11. They're doing a technological baccalaureate, and it's a project with myself and my two colleagues, Nathalie Pompané and François Courneau. They are landscaping teachers, and we wanted to really integrate English into the landscaping world, which is really the students' interest and passion. We started in September and we visited the garden of Marilyn Lemoine in Guarec. She gave us a fabulous tour and it was perfect because the weather was really good and the students were able to follow the tour. And the idea was to invite her to our school and the students present the school using English and establishing a sort of tour around the school with the landscaping teachers. So this is the idea behind the project. And in the end, Madame Lemoine invited a whole association. And so we are happy because we may have more visitors than we initially
imagined. And when will this actually take place?
So the event takes place on Friday, May 17th, from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And hopefully the weather will be on our side. And we're very excited to...
And how can people who would be interested in coming on this guided tour, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful place, mm-hmm. how do they register their interest?
So either we can probably only have about 20 to 30 people max on this day. So those who are interested could either get in touch with the association, if you can remind me, AIKB.
AIKB, yes.
And Sarah can be in touch with me, or via my email address, maybe at the school. I can give that if you want.
Maybe. What she will do, Sarah will do, will be sending out a generic email and asking people to inform her should they be interested. Then you will have an idea of how many to expect and how much coffee to have ready for them.
Wonderful. Yes, and I'd like to add that that day one of the groups is presenting we have a little market at our school. It will be open. So after they visit, if they would like to bring a lunch and enjoy a picnic lunch with us on the grounds of the school, and then after they can go to the little market if they want to purchase some produce from our school.
That sounds a very, very good idea. Well, thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to have a little chat to three of the students here. So first of all, tell me your name.
Alan.
Alan, right?
Yes.
And Alan, what course are you following? Mm-hmm. Are you all three following the same course, but what course is that?
We study technology, agronomy, and the science in year one at Saint-Hilon.
So how long have you been here? Is this your...
One year.
This is your first year.
Yes.
Right, and you have two more? One more year to
one,
go. One more year to go. Right, thank you very much, Alain. And so, your name is...
My name is Ilan.
Ilan. Oh, so this has been named after you.
Yeah.
The Lycée is named after you. Okay, famous. Why do you think English will help you in your future career?
I think English is a good thing to explain ourselves. And with English, we can travel all around the world. And we can meet a lot of people, and we can and learn how to speak and the culture when we meet those people.
Excellent. Well, it does open having languages, no matter how many, be it your native language is French and your second language maybe English or whatever, opens the door so much as a career.
Yeah,
it gives you the chance to travel.
Yeah.
And to meet people. Thank you very much, Ilan. And now my third victim here. And your name is?
Nolan.
Right, so Nolan. What do you think is the most difficult, has been most difficult for you in learning English?
The accent is difficult for students in French.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I can say that the pronunciation for us English of French is equally as difficult. So are you enjoying this course?
Yes,
this
I'm enjoying.
Project?
Yes, it's a very good project.
What in particular?
It's good for progress in English.
Yeah.
And
Well, you must be enjoying because you skipped going to biology today to talk to us. So there must be some attraction. No? Are you how do you feel? Do you feel confident in taking people, showing them around the school?
Present the agronomy project and the Saint-Hilon for every person.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Well, enjoy the day in May.
Thank you.
The day in May. She got it rhyming. Thank you very much. Well, thanks to Beth and to the students
for taking
time to talk to us. And I look forward to seeing you in May when maybe
okay.
we'll have some sun.